quite a find this week. A new species of raptor dinosaur was discovered in Utah. The ancient creature was small and fast with talon-like toes, and he was a meat eater. Careful there, Brontosaurus. Dr. Lindsay Zano led the dig team that found the fossil. She joins us from the studios of WFMT in Chicago. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, the very name raptor terrifies people. Was this a terrifying raptor?
I think indeed that name is well put. These animals were incredibly fast, incredibly intelligent, and some of them wielded very significant claws and sharp teeth. So it's a good notion.
How big was this raptor?
This was not a terribly huge animal. I mean, contrary to something like the velociraptors that we saw in Jurassic Park, this animal was only maybe 5 feet long, about 2.5 feet at the hips.
Well, big enough to do some damage, though, right?
Definitely an overgrown, vicious Labrador Retriever-sized animal.
And I've read it had feathers?
Yes, we know that this group of dinosaurs would have been feathered. In fact, this particular group of dinosaurs was very, very closely related to modern birds, which are, in fact, living dinosaurs that made it through that mass extinction event 65 million years ago and are still living alongside of us today.
So did this raptor have a short, nasty, brutish life, or is it hard to say?
I think that's a fair assessment. I mean, one of the interesting things about this discovery is we had known for a long time that this specialized talon on the foot of raptor dinosaurs wasn't used for walking. And so it was kind of disturbing that if the hypothesis was that these animals were putting this toe regularly in harm's way, it was kind of disturbing that we'd never found any fossils showing any injury to this particular part of their body. So I think that finding Talos was something that we were all waiting for, and it was a confirmation of something that we'd been speculating about for a long time.
Does he have a name like Susie, the one there in Chicago?
Well, in a very real way, given that I named the specimen, the species name, after a good friend and colleague of mine, Scott Sampson.
Oh, my God. Is the raptor called Scott?
It's called Talos Samsoni.
Oh.
And Scott, of course, is famous for being Dr. Scott of the PBS Dinosaur Train kids television show.
Yes, of course. I know that one. Oh, my word. So never considered naming the raptor Scott, huh?
No, we generally stick to the last names on those.
Dr. Lindsay Zano, paleontologist, joining us from WFMP in Chicago. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.